Any question? Do you remember where we are? We should be ready for a very special discourse. We studied in 7 stories the different problems of logic. Rumi started with the problem of, you know about the feeling? The problem of the feeling is, you started with falling in love with your logic. And that was good. It served you well. So you grow up with it. And you actually surrender everything to that. Then, something else happened. What is that something else? Exception. Oh. One of the things that you could always remember as a referral point is the first thing he said. First paragraph was talking about mainly rule and exception. He said, this logical view serves the rule. Perfect. What about the exception? Logic doesn't understand the exception. An exception is your problem. When you start to be you, not one of us, you, the exceptional one. Everybody is exceptional. That exceptionality in you will rise in your emotions. And this logic cannot do anything about it. Not only that, you will believe in this logic, and the advice of this logic will make the things worse. This was the first paragraph, right? He said, you are the king, you fell in love with the handmaiden, served you well, and after having the benefit of this handmaiden, suddenly this handmaiden becomes sick. He called all the medicine people around, and they thought they could do everything about it, but the medicine went upside down. That's why you should get rid of these shoes and come to another place. Another place that you cannot be really ready for it. Beyond the logic. This is what we started with. He explained the problem of this logic in the first story. Remember the problems of this logic? One problem was in this logic. That's why the Hakim actually started to cure the thing. What was the problem with your logic? What is really the problem with your logic?
Logic doesn't understand love.
What do you mean?
Logic doesn't understand love.
Doesn't understand love. Okay. That's a limitation. We talked about that. That was the first paragraph. It's okay. But in general, we said there is a problem with your logic. Mm-hmm. What is the problem with your logic? Peter? It doesn't give a damn about you. Remember, your logic is in love with something else, which is the rule of outside that goldsmith. That's the problem. Then, this logic has flaws. First, superficial observation will lead to judgment, the parrot. Second, egocentrism. This logic will reduce the universe to something around me and related to me. And from that, it starts to be jealous with other people. What's wrong with jealousy?
What's wrong with it? It doesn't affect the person that you're jealous towards, it only hurts oneself.
It hurts you! It kills you! That's simple. The other flaw, this logic of you divides everything to black and white. And this is a real problem, because we are going to talk about the personal effort and relying upon the good luck, chances, and everything good prepared for me. Your logic will divide them into two different kind of stuff which opposing each other. In reality they are not. They complete each other. Then the other flaw of your logic are the questions. You have two silly questions you could bring in no matter when and no matter what is being discussed to ruin everything. What are your questions, logically?
How and why?
How that invisible is this, is in this visible? What is the answer? Magic. No one knows. Second logic. Why did he do that? None of your business. Because it cannot explain to you. How could it be explained to you? First of all, if the creation was useless, your question should be useless. Why are you asking this question? If you're asking this question, this is the good answer. Curiosity is in you. Go and look for it. Have a healthy argument. The flaw with your logic is you never have an healthy argument. Why? Look at your logic. What is the first thing your logic does? Whatever happens here, no matter what is your logic doing? Opposing it. Opposition. Professional opposition. Some of you could remember in the 60s, there was this movement of hippism and things like that, and within there was a movement of left wing explaining Marxism, Marxist Leninism, and things like that. And they had nothing to do.